Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We must learn to respond to the words of God, not the circumstances or possible circumstances of our lives. Here is a regimen to follow so we can know what to expect on the path ahead. Listen to the words. Trust the words. Respond to the words. The words we need to respond to from this text, Christ's grace is sufficient. Christ's strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we are weak, then we are strong. Accept the dynamic, weak, then strong, or we will invent and or accept a spirituality that layers man-made rules over the words of God. Here is our dilemma. We want to please God so much and obey Him, but our weaknesses become glaring as we by faith respond to the words of God, and that is awfully hard on our pride. God already warned us of this, so we must listen to the words and trust the words. Stay on course and two things will happen. Our self-righteousness will be destroyed, and the Holy Spirit of God will produce righteousness. Here is the point. We sometimes do not respond to the truth of God's word because our self-righteous attitude is protecting our weaknesses, and this is a shame. The obedient responder to the words of God keeps walking toward the light even though his weaknesses become more and more evident. The obedient responder has the boldness to approach the throne of grace and allows the high priest to do his work because she trusts God to do all he has promised through Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.